Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Steak and Eggs. I'm today joined with Emmy, and Tectone is not here. He's been dealing with some personal issues, and he's going to be taking some time off of the podcast to deal with it. So we wish him all the best. However, we do have two other people here with us as well. We have Esfand and Nick. How are you guys doing?
I'm good.
You're good? Nick, how about you? Are you good?
I'm great. Couldn't be better. I'm excited to be here.
What a good good time. Are you good?
I'm good. I'm great.
Wow. I'm not at all.
Why?
I'm just kidding. Everything's totally fine with me. Yeah, I'm great. I'm not good. I'm great. What do you mean?
I'm better.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm greater. I'm greater.
Really? Well, if you're so good, why do you keep dying in WoW?
Because it's Horde.
Oh.
Look, you got to understand.
It's a totally different.
You got to understand. First, I was troll. And I was like, this is my chance.
Yeah.
Sacrifice myself and ruin Soda Poppin's weekly points.
Okay.
And then S. Dingo was cast aside.
I'm going to be real. That costume that you had was
fucking so good.
Insane. It was so as a cosplayer, this is the seal of approval.
It's funny because when I opened your stream, I was streaming too. I was like, oh, that's so good. The first message I see is better cosplay than ever.
No, I actually remember that message. I took a picture of it and I framed it in my room. Every day I wake up and I'm like, that's my motivation.
That was
my goal.
Nick's face.
What?
Oh, I think both of you make great cosplays. I'm so happy to be friends with
both. All right, we gotta get Nick out. We gotta get Nick into this. So I've been playing a game, Nick. You've been living this game. It's called Five Hearts Under One Roof. And it's about a guy with five Asian girlfriends, five Korean girlfriends.
Yeah.
And so what is it like?
I don't have five.
How many?
I have zero.
Four, right? Oh, no, never mind.
I have learned none of these girls actually like me. They're just talking to me because their viewer count quintuples.
I don't think that's
fucking based. Yes. Oh my God. That's what they all do. Guys, listen. That's just the way it is. I'm sorry. Emmy, isn't that true?
It's so true.
Absolutely. Yeah. See, they're revealing their secrets now. But you played the game too.
I did play it too.
And what did you think?
It's kind of bad.
You fucking hated it.
Okay, but I hated it because it forces you to replay the same scenes over and over again to progress to the next part.
So you played it too, S-Fan?
I did. Of course I do. I invented the game.
How is Nick the only person who didn't play it?
Well, because he's playing
it in real life.
I mean, you saw what I had to do in WoW. I had to, OnlyFangs, it's you only can have one character in the guild.
Uh-huh.
Well, I had Chance give me two characters so I can keep them both separate. Or two of them separate from one another.
Oh, yeah, right. Smart.
You got to keep it in the dark.
Yeah, exactly.
But this podcast will probably see this.
You have
trouble.
Two different phones, too?
I do. I have multiple phones, actually. That's
very good idea.
Yeah.
Why do you have multiple phones?
Well, just because, if I'm with one of them, I put the other phone away so it doesn't ring.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know that's normal, right?
Yeah. Do all guys do that?
Those who are cheating,
the ones that have enough money to buy multiple phones... have multiple phones.
Okay.
I have two phones for streaming.
I have three phones.
Okay.
You have three phones. Wow.
Because AT&T sent me one and Stream Elements sent me one.
Okay, so you have three?
So I have three.
Stream Elements, what the hell?
Why the fuck did Stream Elements send you a
phone?
For a sponsor.
What a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, we need phones.
Yeah, I didn't get a fucking phone. I've had the same phone for 5 years. Okay. Well, never mind. Yeah, so you played the game too.
Oh, yeah.
Did you beat the game?
No, I hated it.
Really? So you hated the dating game?
Yes.
We're talking about the actual game.
No. The game was okay.
Yeah.
But it's... I had the exact same issue as Emmy.
Mm-hmm.
ADHD kicks in at a certain point. I'm like, bro, I cannot sit here and watch these scenes. And I'm just skipping and I'm just going back and forth. And I'm like, I hate this game now and I'm leaving. So I got to like chapter two. I got through chapter two.
Which girl did you pick or prioritize?
I don't know. I can't remember because I had to prioritize all of them, right?
Nah.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, maybe that's why.
Which one did you prioritize, Emmy?
The really mean one with the big boobs.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, I threw her out of the taxi.
Really?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I threw her out of the taxi.
You idiot.
No, but she liked that. That was the correct decision.
Was it?
I don't remember. Hold on.
I think.
Yeah, I was a. I guess I simped out.
It's really good Tectone is here right now.
Yeah, no. The thing is, I felt really bad because like I kept picking the option that I thought would be the good dating option.
And they were all wrong.
And then this is the worst part. So there's like four girls that are normal. And then there's the fifth girl that's basically, they called leveling her like love meter up. They called it retard maxing. And so basically, I don't know why, but I got every single one of those right.
Does that say a lot about you?
I think it says a lot about the game. Okay. I feel like it's the game that's retarded, not me. Yeah, that must be it. No, it must be it. But you never beat the game either, did you?
No.
How do you beat it?
So you go through all the chapters and then you finish it.
Yeah.
And then you can, there's a romance option and it's like a secret ending. And I think there's like the bad ending, the secret end, or the good ending and the happy ending. It's like, you know, one of those big surprise, right? And so it's one of those games. And I obviously got the bad ending first. Because I pretended to be myself, which was a huge mistake. And so, yeah, I've done this before in dating. It's happened.
That's rule number one.
Yeah.
Never be yourself.
Never
I've
be yourself.
The hardware over the last
Always
2 weeks.
Lie. Say what?
What do you mean? Or why?
Well,
what happened?
Because, you know, with me being myself, I always end up alone, and it's still the case.
That's so true.
Next time around, I'm going to try and be someone else who's very successful.
Is that why you're like wearing the chains and everything now?
I got a new chain, actually.
Are you wearing it? Or is
no.
It,
This is the backup.
That one is the cost of a car, so we don't take that one around anywhere.
No shot.
Yeah.
Why buy it? I've never understood that.
I've had a car that was $1,500, okay?
Yep.
What kind of a car are we talking about?
Yours.
That's impressive. Wow. You spent all that fucking money on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why? Just because?
Well,
Kamala Harris paid for that.
Technically.
Yeah.
I still have some chains left over after that one.
She didn't.
That's true. But I was nominated on the top 25 complex streamers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I
was ranked
22nd,
right? And it was like all the big boys, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is like kind of like a hip sort of news article, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, for example, like a soda pop would never be on said list, right?
I don't want to cut you off.
Yeah, but the thing is, and as I scrolled down to the top of the list where I wasn't, I noticed something.
What?
They all had chains.
Ooh.
Damn.
And you got to be tripped out.
Yeah. So next year I'll be a little bit lower and maybe I'll get two chains.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that. For top 10. Yeah,
that is actually my reason.
Yeah.
For buying that.
It's like you have to dress for the job that you want.
Right. Yes.
Not the job that you have.
Right.
I get that.
Yeah, that's why S-Fan looks like he's going to go for a bike ride or something.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, what do you got that jacket? What the hell is that?
I don't like this jacket.
It's a sick jacket, but I didn't think you'd come in just dripped out. Like,
what's really funny about this is we actually had to wait longer on the podcast because S-Fan wanted to change his shoes.
Well, so I walked in and then Nick's like, damn, you look so sexy today or something along those lines.
He looks so good. I was surprised.
I'm paraphrasing. So he's like, S-Fan, you look so freaking sexy today. Oh my goodness, you're so hot. And I was like, oh, weird.
I was like, okay.
And then I started thinking about it and I was like, wait, my shoes don't match. I have another pair of shoes in the car. So I ran out of the car and changed my shoes.
You keep multiple pairs of shoes in the car or just one?
Well, no, I have. We have a lockbox outside just in case.
No, dude, he's got like 100 plus pairs.
Yeah, you're buying
shoes.
A bunch of shoes. How many pairs of shoes do you have?
Like 5.
I have like 50.
That's crazy.
I don't know. I don't really spend money on anything other than like tech. And then I was like,
I think it's cool when people collect stuff.
Well, like, I was like, with shoes, I noticed this. I was like, if you got shoes that match the rest of your clothes, you look way more well put together.
But it's all for naught, though.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter because I'm just,
Listen, I lost 60 pounds. I got good drip. I got a haircut once or twice and nothing changed. I'm still alone and I cry myself to sleep at night.
You need to stop being such a doomer. I saw the Instagram story.
You're going to get the doomer aura and like repel all the thing is,
I didn't have it for a while and it didn't change anything.
Uh-huh.
So why not just embrace it?
You should, be an incel.
I think I am.
You're actually an incel.
No.
Yeah.
So here's what I think happens.
Wait a second.
Yeah, I mean, you're in good company.
I'm an incel.
So I think here's what happens. Whenever people lose a lot of weight,
yeah,
you have...
They're not funny anymore.
Yeah, they're not funny anymore. No, no. What actually happens is
that is crazy how that happens.
It really is.
Well, no, I mean, I think it does happen if like that's like their whole like source of their humor, right?
Yeah.
But what ends up happening to a lot of people is I think they put so much of their self-worth in their weight or their lack of self-worth into their overweightedness that when they lose a bunch of weight, they're like, oh, I'm a god now. And then the ego through the roof.
That did not happen with me in the slightest.
Yeah, he already had that.
Really?
Ego.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
ego could not be bigger since I was 17 on state champion.
You were never that fat though.
Well, right. Well, because like, you were an athlete.
Right.
Never and, that
and,
fat.
And you've had like, I mean, you don't, people, I feel like people who
he
don't
wasn't.
Do, and it's obviously,
he
I mean,
was never
I'm
that
using
fat.
Athleticism as an example.
Yeah.
But, you know.
He was, like, you, well, were you ever obese?
Do I have the picture? I do have the picture. I do. This is, so I don't know if we can show it. Maybe we can, I can send this to production.
Yeah, send it to them.
And let me see if I can find it. Do you remember what year this was?
The first game, the first time we ever went to WePlay.
The first Games Expo. Okay. Let me see where that was. That was that June, I think?
That's back when we were firing on all cylinders, man.
Yeah, it was back whenever we were actually doing pretty well.
Yeah, I remember sitting in the meeting room. We were all eating McDonald's and memorizing our note cards and taking notes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Remember back when we were a team, guys? Now we're all fractured and shattered and canceled, huh?
I try.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Let me see. He doesn't hand me. That's crazy. I do not remember Nick looking like this.
Every day.
Okay. Yep, that's not the same guy.
Yeah. Thing is, that Nick was.
You were there, S fan.
That Nick was loved.
Why did you take this picture?
What do you mean?
I still love you.
I was.
It's not the same. But thank
here, you toss over here.
What do you mean it's not the same?
It's not. It doesn't fucking matter.
Why would you? Okay, and he caught it. You just like
whipped. He's got an otter box.
He whipped it so fast.
It doesn't fucking matter. Yeah, it's fine. I got it. I've done
he's
this.
He's had it for 5 years.
I have. Yeah, it's probably not going to be six if I keep doing that. Yeah. But yeah, correct. No. I mean, that's what it was. So do you think that was a turning point for you?
What?
That photo?
No.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. No.
What was the turning point?
Why did I decide to lose the weight?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
When I realized the-
Because
he
was fat.
No. Oh. I just had a feeling the end was nigh.
Mm.
Ooh. Yeah.
You thought you were going to die.
Yep.
God, well, yeah.
Part of you.
End of what?
The 10-year.
Right. The 10-year. Okay, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Amy, have you ever been fat?
Nope.
Why not?
Can't.
Anyway. Really?
No, not really.
You gotta have more self-confidence, Amy. You just gotta try harder.
You gotta try harder to be fat.
You gotta eat more food.
If you went out to like dinner when I ate, like after a month, you'd be fat.
Should I try being fat, you think?
Maybe, yeah.
Listen.
Do you think it'd be like...
If you're hungry.
Do you think it'd be really bad if like I spent a month and I was like, guys, I'm gonna see... How much weight I can gain? Would that be bad?
Yeah, it is. It's like, because then you get fat. It's like, it's like.
No, but I could probably lose it all as well.
No? You know how hard it is.
Oh. Okay, well.
I don't know. I don't think it's really that. You just stop eating food.
It's not that easy.
Okay, so I was getting fat. I was 148 pounds.
Ooh.
And yeah.
Shut up, bro.
I was fat.
Look at Nick's face. He's like, bro, as shut what? Up. Kill
you,
yourself.
You don't know what, if you were 240 pounds, maybe.
Oh, that would have been.
Six, at what, 6'1", 6'2"?
What?
6'1", 6'2".
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a tall guy and it's no big deal. And I was like, I'm getting fat. And so what I started doing is I just stopped eating food. And then the problem went away.
Technically, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
And I also did that.
Yeah.
Because people are like, oh, Nick, you took Ozempic, blah, blah. No.
Well, they think S-Fan took Ozempic too.
Because they didn't see me stand up for 2 years.
I didn't know Ozempic was something you could just get.
I don't think it is.
I thought it was like.
I'm pretty sure you have to get prescribed.
I'm pretty sure you have to get prescribed.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Apparently, Bean's taking it.
Oh, hey, well,
is it working?
Not everyone knows
good
Bean.
For him.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, Bean, I mean, there's nothing to hide.
To be fair, I'm not going to lie. There's some people that do take Ozempic and they still eat a ton, so it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing to hide. So like,
yeah, I mean, Zach is right. If you do want to lose weight, just stop eating so much.
Yeah, just put the fork down.
Just stop it. If you're going to eat food, just don't do it. It's that easy. Yeah, no, it's been simple.
Yeah, you know what I did? What? How I started was I started cutting corners on calories and what? Like things that
I don't believe it. I don't think calories are real.
Well, they kind of are.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Because like, how many calories are in a piece of wood?
Some.
Zero.
No, there's calories.
Probably, I don't know why. Yeah, I have no idea. Okay, go ahead.
So you take the sauce and food, right? Like mayonnaise, butter, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And things that didn't like physically fill up my stomach.
Yeah.
I would stop eating them. I would try to eat like physically large foods so that I don't get like hunger pains that are like lower calories. So I'd have like a really big salad, for example. And I
salad's got dressing and cheese and stuff though.
And I would get no dressing on it. Because that little bit of dressing.
That's like a rabbit.
Yeah. it's like animal food. Yeah,
I'd be sitting there on stream just chowing down salad over the course of like 2-3 hours.
I tried to eat a salad before. It was bad. It was one of the worst days of my life.
Zach, let me ask you a question.
What?
Do you think you're healthier than I am?
In what regard?
Just overall.
All of them.
All of them health.
Let me think. Probably not right now. No, because you've been exercising a lot. I haven't been exercising that much recently. Yeah, I've been lazy, honestly.
Nick's probably the healthiest person here. Yeah. Actually, you work out again, right, Espen?
Yeah, but I'm still getting into it. Like, I'm like, that was part of it. I stopped lifting altogether. That was part of the reason that I was able to lose weight.
Uh-huh.
Because whenever I start eating, metabolism just, and I turn into a trash compactor and I start eating everything.
I love eating food.
Yeah.
I do too, yeah. It's great. It's hard for me to eat food.
So, you know, it's catchy.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of her.
When she came here, I'm not kidding you. She went on the NMP diet. She gained 10 pounds.
She got fat as hell. Oh my God.
That's like 10% of her weight
from 85 pounds to 95 pounds.
That's wild.
That's a lot.
She's only 85. That's wild.
I mean, I don't know. Listen, you can pair one arm, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, she's that. But the thing is, she's like my favorite person on the planet because she can fucking throw down, bro.
What?
Dude, we'll go out to eat. We'll kill. We spent $500 on appetizers at a steakhouse.
God damn. Wait, that's
how
crazy.
Much? $500 on appetizers.
How is that even possible?
Wagyu.
Oh,
my fucking God.
Was that the good photo
that you posted?
Which one?
Oh, God.
Well, wearing the black dress?
Yeah,
that was the start of that night.
Oh, fuck,
and the thing
man.
Is, and dude, I'm not kidding you. Like, and then after we ate all that food, we were walking down like the bar street.
Yeah.
And like, she's like so like universally good looking that like every dude was just neck snapping as we walked by.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking like, dude, I'm that guy. She's with me.
Oh, man.
Know? Wait, you see my car, guys. You know, but
you know, it was like an ego moment.
I'm telling you, When the 2 weeks she was here, I mean this sincerely, I don't think I've had more fun.
Really?
Like, you guys know me, right? I'm usually like kind of like
mellow
and like kind of depressed.
Yeah.
No. Well, bro. Kind of. Yeah. I'm telling you, I cannot wait till she comes back.
When is she coming back?
Same time I come back from the Streamer Awards.
That's pretty soon.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's like week.
She's actually going to the Streamer Awards.
Really?
When's this video come out?
It's coming out on Friday. So, Streamer Awards are on Saturday, right?
So, she's actually my date for the Streamer Awards.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah,
it's going to be fun.
Wait, so, is Nora going?
No.
That's crazy.
What about Fan? Is Fan going?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Is AC going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going, S-Fan?
Am I going?
Are you?
I'm going.
Wait, are you actually?
Yeah, I'm going.
I'm definitely not. I'm probably going to watch it and criticize everything about it the day after and feed into the Twitter hate threads. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do, obviously.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going either. But I will not be feeding Twitter hate threads.
Again.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, me and X-Ramway's plan, we are going to get blackout drunk.
Really? Before the show?
Before, during, and after.
Oh, good.
That's a great idea.
Okay, that's great.
I'm tired of going there and losing. So I'm going to go there and have fun.
Okay. Yeah?
Tired of it.
Do you think you're going to win?
No. None of them. The three awards I'm up for, no.
You're up for three awards?
Including OTK.
Right. Okay. What three are you up for?
Just chatting with Emmy.
Right.
And then best streamed event.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Which is the road trip.
Man,
We're going to lose the Ludwiger Sea Dog again.
Yeah.
For the 18th year in a row. So.
Oh, they did that one thing. Yeah, true.
The cycle-a-thon?
Yeah, probably cycle-a-thon.
It was great.
Yeah, I think so.
They deserve it.
I didn't get nominated for anything this year. Jeez,
well, that's because they got rid of the MMO category.
Well, that's because
they never showed up.
Well,
two reasons. One, he doesn't show up. And two, it's like, Who else is going to win that?
Yeah, who plays MMOs? Yeah, exactly.
It's literally
I'm fine with it. If they want to give the awards to other people, I think that's great because I get to watch and criticize it.
You probably get more views.
What?
It's better for you to stay home and watch it than actually go.
That's crazy, huh?
You make YouTube videos out of it. It's actually so much better for you.
And then all the YouTube videos are probably going to be people complaining about it. It's going to be like...
Yeah. you're going to cause a big battle. It's going to be great.
Just a little bit of fun.
I mean, it's like you're the matador. And you don't like any hate. It doesn't get directed towards you.
Which ones are you up for as fan?
I got sports, which is a new category. They got rid of MMO for sports, actually, which is great.
So Damn, bro, nerds, stay loose.
Get your own one.
I gave her $25.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I gave her
$25. And so sports and then GTRP, or RP, is role play, sports, and then I guess three including SDK.
Hey, congrats, man.
Thank you.
I think you could win one of those.
Maybe. I mean, the thing is...
Who the fuck is going to win sports if it's not you?
Because
I think Sketch is in there as well.
The thing is, it's you have W community. You have people that are really big on social media and they're like viral and stuff.
Yeah.
So actually, this kind of goes back to what you were saying. Because Nick ended up on that list, which is, you know, the complex list top 25 streamers. There's like a different category of streaming, which is like, this is the more like mainstream sort of people that don't really know streaming. But they know who these people are.
Yeah.
Big on socials, whatever.
That's why it was such a big deal.
Ninja's on the list.
The fact that I even got, like, PewDiePie's on that list.
PewDiePie was number 25 on that list.
The fact that I even got on that list was actually crazy.
He doesn't stream, does he?
Yeah, that's crazy.
But that was huge.
Has he ever streamed?
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to.
Where he's on the bridge?
Remember? Yeah.
What that's right. Yeah, that's right. That was a stream.
Legendary.
that probably was one of the craziest things. Like, it was such a good meme for a while to make fun of that. I couldn't believe that happened.
Well, now look at him. He's so happy. He's got a beautiful family. He lives in Japan.
Oh, he's got made.
He still makes videos.
No, he's got made.
Views.
Yeah, he just gets to complain
he
about
actually
stuff.
Just won.
Yeah, it's great.
But yeah, that was a huge, huge deal that you were on it.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Because you broke crazy. In.
Yeah, at least for a little bit.
You think it's because of your shorts or?
Yeah,
I mean, even on Twitch, you've been getting like 35, 40K.
I don't know how we ended up on that list. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
But I did notice the lack of chains, so that's why I had to buy one.
Whoa, there it is.
If I wasn't on the list, I would have not bought said chain.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe I should buy chains too.
Yeah.
That'd be a good idea.
A couple of them.
Yeah? Three how much chains. Was the one that you have on your neck?
Guess.
I think $2,000.
Okay.
$3,000.
Wait, let me close. Watch
it be like $20.
Yeah. I don't even want to say now because I'm going to get embarrassed.
How much?
How much do you think this is?
That one, let me see. Could you like this? Oh, 4,000.
Four?
So you think this one that's smaller? This one's more less expensive?
Well, maybe because it's closer and so I can see more detail in it.
So this is $5.
Okay.
This is $12.
$12? $12?
Unless you're not as nice one, you put the other one away.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. But this is David Yurman, so it's like super expensive.
Yeah.
Who the hell is David Yurman?
But like the guy, every time I go in there, the guy's like, hey, Nick, how you doing? So he makes me feel special. So I just buy extra stuff.
Well, I mean, I would make
somebody
feel special.
They're trained to do that, though.
It works.
It's like, you know how you go to hair salons? They always like compliment you and they're so nice. It's because they want you to come back.
Yeah, I text the guy, like, how's your night? And he's like, it's going well.
Oh, what a nice guy.
He's like, this guy's about to buy another fucking chain.
He sent me a $500 gift card.
Damn.
Oh, wow. So you should spend the rest of that, like, you know, $500 off. You spend $20,000,
$30,000 maybe. Yeah, so like if I buy something for $30,000 and I have $500 off, I basically made $500.
I'm going through midlife crisis.
Really? Already?
Yeah.
Oh, midlife is...
I mean, already? I'm 33. This is midlife.
No.
You're well past that. You know what? You're right.
The average American dies at 72 or something.
You're well past that for 20 year life.
Yeah, it went down because of McDonald's.
Really?
Probably, yeah.
But didn't it go up?
For a bit, but then...
Is it going down again?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to die.
72 really? Does not feel that far away. Is that bad?
Yeah, it's not.
Well, I mean, for you, it's not. You're your birthday soon, isn't it?
I'm turning 27.
You're getting old.
Yeah.
Is it bothering you?
I feel like I'm going to die in the next 5 years.
Oh, what? That's nice. Look at that. Wow. Who's going to kill you?
I don't want to say.
Okay.
Well, listen.
That's probably a good idea.
Listen. They're probably listening to us
They're probably watching the podcast.
They're like, wait a minute. That's a good idea. Yeah.
Everything has a hint of truth to it to me is so funny. Like, I can't
stop.
It's just so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, edit that one out.
Okay. What else happened this week?
Another part
Arcane.
I know
none of you motherfuckers watched Arcane. Actually, maybe. Did you watch Arcane?
I was watching Arcane with a certain someone. Good.
Yeah.
And
we didn't finish it.
We didn't finish the end of season two.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Dude, I feel bad for you guys because you're all like Blizzard. I don't know. Like, yeah. I don't know if kids is the right word. Like Blizzard people.
Okay.
And then I was like a Riot kid, and like, you know, they're doing like Arcane, they're making all these other games, and it's like
Blizzard does their own content. They have like sexual assault allegations. There's like breast milk thieves, federal investigations.
So but the company has changed violations. So much, man.
Did you just OTK?
Arcane's so good.
That's the other one.
Okay.
Do you like the amount of people who have never played League and never will, who are like, this is so good, the characters are so good, it's just really cool.
I watched part of Arcane. I thought it was very good. I did.
I love it.
And yeah, it was actually good. Like I was impressed because I didn't really know a lot about League lore. Because like I never really liked playing. Like if I didn't play WoW, I probably would have played a lot of League. But I just never got into it. It was just never my thing. Mm.
That's kind of what happened to me.
Yeah.
Because the path if Aswin was a League streamer instead of a WoW streamer.
That would have been hilarious.
I don't know what would have happened.
I feel like it would have been really bad.
I think it would have been bad.
I feel like it already was bad.
Because you can't really talk much like while you're playing League.
Yeah, you can.
In game. But you can talk in between queues, to be fair.
You just yell. Like, yeah, that's it. Like, I mean, you just talk the whole time. Who cares?
No, I mean, like, react to stuff.
Well, because, reacting would be, that would be harder to do.
But yeah, that's basically all I do.
You could have done it. Like, oh God, like you remember Grosscore? He started in League.
Oh yeah, I remember him. I remember I met him at TwitchCon and the first thing he asked was, where's my girlfriend? Because he just wanted to talk to her and not me.
Who was your girlfriend at the time?
Base.
Pink Sparkles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't blame him, honestly. But, you know, like, yeah, that's about it.
Did you call her Pink Sparkles to her face?
Yeah, that's her name.
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, but I mean, that's what people would know her as.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm as funny as like, you're like, hey, Pink Sparkles.
No. No.
Wait, what else would you call her?
Crazy.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I don't mean that. Zach. I'm so sorry.
No, he says it about a woman.
Yes.
That's not going to help
the cause. The crazy thing is that's like 10% as bad as what Nick was saying earlier. We're like, oh, no, stop.
Yeah.
Stop. What did I say that was bad?
Never mind.
Well, I mean, I think that goes to show.
Did I say something that was bad?
Right? Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
It depends on how the people hearing it would react.
Yeah. Who heard it? Please tell me what I did wrong. Please. Yeah. I'm scared. My heart's beating. You guys have
canceled?
No, the OTK thing.
Well, no. That was a good one.
I thought it was funny.
Why'd you say canceled? No, not like that. No. Yeah.
What happened?
I don't even know.
Who was I talking about?
I meant like the girls might hear it and be like upset, but I'm sure they've heard worse.
Oh yeah.
On your own stream.
So did they ever, the girls on your stream, is this breaking the fourth wall? Did they ever get mad about you doing something on the stream with the other one?
Oh, they don't actually like me.
So it doesn't matter.
So why would they get mad?
Oh, that's so awesome.
That's a good point.
That's so good.
There you go. Problem solved.
You actually got a mate.
Wait, so they're just like, when's it my turn next?
Yeah.
To be on the...
Maybe?
Yeah, on the show,
That's it.
When did the viewer cycle to me?
Yeah.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Thank you.
So how is OnlyFans going? You guys started it again. And I know, Emmy, it's going great for you. And it's going horrible for US fans. Is that right?
I've leveled 1 to 19 almost every day.
Yeah. For a week straight. You're practicing.
Dude, I had my... So I did the troll thing. And yeah. We decided to do like a... I was going to re-roll my character. Mm-hmm. So we turned it into a big RP event. It was really good. And then I switched Torin.
Yeah.
And every time I've died on Torin has been so like frustrating.
It was really stupid whenever you got killed. I was dumb as hell.
That sucked.
I saw you drowned one time.
I drowned once. That
no,
was like...
No, you didn't. Are no, you no, no,
I drowned once on the troll. Because I'd been up for 40 hours and I'm talking to Thor. I'm talking to Pirate Software.
What are you awake for 40 hours for?
Because I was just hanging out. So
you're doing fentanyl.
No, wait, what?
What's
fentanyl? That's meth. You do meth if you want to stay up late on.
Oh.
Fentanyl is like if you want to be a zombie.
Oh.
I didn't do either of those.
How are you 40 hours?
I was very tired.
Oh. Okay.
Which is how I died. I was just like kind of zoned out listening to Thor.
You like happy when you died so you could go to sleep?
To be honest, it happened and my only thing that I could do was laugh. Like that was just like, I actually drowned. That's hilarious.
Of course.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, that's the thing.
What level were you when you drowned?
Like 8.
So were you reading a Reddit post or were you reading chat?
No. I was talking to Thor. Okay. And like we were talking about like,
well,
like
I so saw you were the clip. He tapped out. You tapped out.
No, this is another one.
There's another one.
How many times have you died?
I've died 3 as troll, 3 as Torin.
You died 6 times? I haven't died at all.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I've never leveled this horde.
I don't think that.
No,
I've never leveled it at all.
Neither has Emmy.
I've never even played
Warrior.
Yeah,
but it's actually, different. I have a little bit, but it's different whenever like, if you play the game a certain way and like your muscle memory is a certain way, like you start doing certain shit.
That's true. Like you have a confidence that I don't have.
Right. So I'm always like,
I think you're dead on Pally. Even when you died to those goblins, I think even on Pally you died there.
No, because I don't think I would have. Oh, no, sure. Oh, you're talking about, my bad. I was thinking of the bristleback boars. No, those? Yeah, because I killed those guys. And then. But here's the thing, I might have killed the two of them on Paladin, but I was like, oh, I'm not going to be able to kill these guys. So I turn and run and I'm like, holy shit, I already got respawns. So the night before off stream, I'd been in that area doing that quest for like an hour. And my muscle memory and kind of like internal clock was set to like respawns being at a certain time. But we had overspawn. We had hyperspawns happen at that time. Because there's so many people online versus like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
So like my internal clock was just off. And I was like, oh, holy shit, I already got respawns. And I was like, GG.
So you got killed.
Yeah. And then the other time was really funny.
Yeah.
The tab out one. But I mean, I was done. They just respawned right on top of me. I was done anyway.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, I was, I mean.
I can't play a lot of hours. I play like 3 or 4 and I get off.
Emmy, how many times have you died?
0.
Why not?
Game's not hard.
You weren't reading chat?
Well, how many people are you playing solo or are you grouping with people?
She's doing
mostly
both.
Solo.
Well, you did dungeons. You did a lot of dungeons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, what level are you now?
30.
Have you been 30 for a week?
No, I hit 30 like Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not going super fast.
No, you're doing good.
You don't 30, need 30. To. People are going to have to restart.
Well, it's going to be a long time
if
before
I, if
anyway.
I die at like 40, 50 and I have to restart, it's going to be like, fuck. And then I'll probably start doing a lot of hours.
Well, here's the thing with this. It's if people die for their first time and they're new, like you're kind of new, but you're not like new.
Yeah, no.
But if people are new and they die for the first time at a really high level, I think they're going to get like demoralized and they're going to start like tilting and die a lot.
Like, that's what I do.
They just don't have that dog in them. Like for me, like I was like, bro, like now I gotta do it. Like last year.
That was crazy.
There's just something wrong with me. It's like league player brain.
No, I get it. And I 100% get it.
I don't. I'm not doing that shit. I'll tell you that right now.
You've played the game a million times, so I get it.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
Hardcore isn't even playing the game. It's like, hardcore is like this made up thing that people made to do just so they can get some more juice out of a game that died 10 years ago.
You are so right.
It's all that I know.
Like, it's like, I want to throw like Miz, you, and people into a mythic raid, what I do every week, 6 out of 8 mythic. You guys would never even kill the boss.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even, you'd have no idea how to do it.
Why? There's just like so many buttons.
Because it actually takes skill.
It's hard to do mythic. I mean, I don't think it's really that hard. I mean,
I think for someone who doesn't play the game at all, like Emmy.
Yeah, maybe. Like, I remember like I used to raid mythic a lot and I hated it. I hated raiding because people are stupid.
It kind of gets too much too.
Yeah.
At a certain point. Like there's all these different modes and whatnot.
Overstimulation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's cool, but
I'm just saying, like, hardcore WoW.
Yeah.
Is not really WoW.
No.
No, it's not.
It's like,
it's good content.
It is, yeah. But it's a test of patience, not a test of anything else.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean.
For example, Seer. If you put him, just say, in any raid, he's gray parsing every single day.
You think I wouldn't?
Ever.
That's it?
But he's never died in hardcore WoW.
How about that? Well, he played a hunter too. That makes it really easy.
Yeah, never died.
Yeah, but there's so much RNG. Like, you still, like, never dying, it's still, even if he plays a hunter, like, he could have, like, a bad feign death, and it resists, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you never know. There's just always RNG in it. Yeah. I mean, like, I literally had, like, a pack of, like, those guys killed that pack.
No, okay, so, dude, that clip is so fucking funny.
So Rafflegator met, I didn't even watch the clip. I didn't do any of it.
Did you see the edit someone made of it with the music?
Rafflegator DMs me the next morning. I wake up and he's like, dude, you have to see what happened in your death. And I'm like, what? He's like, my friend killed you. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I click on the video and I was so like, bro, how does that happen? I swear I was like watching, I was tabbed in and out, but like I'm paying attention, right? At least as much as I can at that hour. And then I'm like, what? How did I not see these guys? They literally spawned right. And these are guys that are almost 10 levels higher than me. Pack of Alliance Elites. They're a patrol that I don't know about because I've never played Horde that spawns right in the middle of the Barrens and they go all the way up. 30 minutes to an hour after they are killed by Rafflegator's friend. So he kills them with a group and they spawn at that exact point whenever I'm walking into the aggro range. So I couldn't have done anything, even if I wasn't tabbing it out.
It's crazy.
I would have gotten aggro because they were all levels higher.
It's crazy how it's just never your fault.
No, what do you mean? I always no, don't do this to me.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm more than a little bit. Okay. S-fan,
I'm very vocal about whenever I screw up.
Yeah.
Almost too much.
Okay, this one definitely is not his fault.
Yeah, but I also like
That just sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I always admit whenever I'm wrong. People act like I don't, and it like triggers me. Mm-hmm.
I can tell you right now, I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah? You don't admit when you're wrong?
No.
Why I admit not? I'm wrong even when I'm not wrong.
Yeah. See,
I don't.
I'm going to stop doing that.
Yeah.
Nah, why? I keep doing it.
I got to stop.
Why don't you admit that you were wrong?
What's the point?
So it's like at that point, is it like an ego thing where like you don't want to lose ground to them?
You just go next.
Yeah.
You'd be wrong again. It's like,
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, okay. Sure.
Yeah, fuck them. It is what it is.
We'll go next. Like, yeah. Maybe I'll learn from a mistake. Maybe I won't.
Yeah. Are y'all going to play PoE 2?
Yes.
Okay. Actually?
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
I want to try it, but I probably won't be able to play on launch. Okay. I don't know.
This
is going to come out.
Doesn't matter.
This is going to come out the day that it comes out.
What?
Oh, this weekend?
The 6th? Is it on Friday?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Wait, maybe I will play.
Maybe I'll play it on launch.
I'm probably playing it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to try it.
No, I'm so fucking excited for that
it'll
game.
It'll be worth
for
sure.
I am so ready for it. I've been playing like a bunch of other bullshit. I'm so excited for it. I've been playing that in Stalker 2. Did y'all play Stalker 2 at all?
No, it came out right.
Jesus, y'all don't play shit.
Well, I was going to, but then, you know.
I don't really play games anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
No Apex?
No, I got Predator. I beat it.
Yeah, that's it. No, I get that. Yeah, I feel like whenever I play a multiplayer game, I reach like, you know, an Apex. And then I'm like, okay, I can never get here again. I'm done. Yeah. Right?
Listen, I'm just trying to find a girlfriend.
Really? That's it?
That's the only one that matters. I'm 33.
You play Valorant. 33.
I'm 33. I want a wife. I want kids. Uh-huh. I want to settle down. Yep. I was this close before.
Ooh.
This close to the finish line. You know, and that's the only thing I care about. Because like, listen, I can play games, you know, when my kids are at school.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll be just as good as I am now.
I feel like it would be good if you had a kid and that way you could have the kid do like dailies for you in a game.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Like that would be really, really useful.
Just use gliders.
Oh,
no,
really?
Like, no, that is true. They'd like, probably be so happy to do it. Like exactly. I'm helping. Playing a game.
You'd probably end up getting your character killed or something like that. But like I would do that and then I would reward them with McDonald's.
Oh.
All the time. Like so, I would take them McDonald's every day.
I think your kids are going to be extremely fat.
They would not be fat. I'm not fat. How'd they get fat?
You said you were going to give them McDonald's. What happens if they want more McDonald's?
That's fine.
No, you just know it's like they get fat.
Well, he probably ate McDonald's as a kid. Bro, I ate so much McDonald's when I was a kid.
Every
you
want
to make a wager.
All right. What is it?
That your kids will be fat.
Yeah, they will not be fat.
Y'all are going to have
not
kids.
A single person in my family is fat.
$50.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. That's fine. Yeah, it doesn't bother me. It's never going to happen. Because if they were fat, you know what I would do? I'd make fun of them. I'd call them fat. I'd call them, hey, fatty. Hey, come here, fatty. Why don't you go outside and run around? Oh, you can't do that. That's right, because you're fat. And then eventually they stop doing
it. We're talking about your child, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to stop doing a lot of things eventually.
Yeah. Won't that be
There's
crazy?
There's a lot of things they will
in
stop
like
doing.
5 to 10 years.
Maybe
breathe
and stop having heart attacks.
They'll have one last heart attack.
Right, yeah.
Ezra's going to have the most like terrible
dude, kids. The kids. No, I was going to say, that kid shoot up at school for sure, dude.
Oh, look.
He's going to be so emotional.
He's new, bro. He's not even trying to argue.
I haven't played video games early, so I wouldn't miss.
Teacher, don't come to the first day of kindergarten.
You can't come to first grade, bro.
Zach, we can't put this up.
Yeah, first grade.
I'll raise him up on Halo. It'd be fine.
He said work.
Yeah.
This is what happens when the org's been beat down so much. We got nothing left, man. We don't care.
I feel so relaxed nowadays because, like, I don't have hardly any sponsors. I don't need to worry about anything. It's like, am I going to make a joke about having kids and having them be school shooters? Absolutely. Of course I will.
Well,
it's great.
Yeah, I mean, there's jokes and there's not jokes, right?
The thing is, it's obviously a joke because
I do those too.
Like, when's Zach having kids? He's on the computer all day.
Yeah, uh-huh. Let's be honest. When are any of us having kids?
Ooh.
I am trying so fucking hard, dude.
Yeah.
If I'm not dead in 5 years.
If.
Five's a long time.
Yeah.
Probably 3 or 4.
Ooh.
Will you speak at my funeral?
Absolutely, I will.
Thanks, husband.
Mm-hmm.
I know it'll be really good. And you'll
we thought she would make 5 guys.
Yeah.
And after we 20 wrong. Minutes, he'll start talking about his strength.
Yeah, I'll be like, guys, by the way, can I get the raid for this funeral?
Yeah. Yeah, because I've been thinking about doing other stuff. And like, you know, I was thinking about playing WoW again, but, you know, it's like I got all this other stuff going on. Yeah, and so it's like, yeah, you should do this.
I'm doing all these org things.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Pain. Pain.
You don't worry about that much longer, buddy.
Pain.
I'm very relaxed nowadays. Everything is totally fine. I never really get stressed out. It's great. And I'm trying to think of the last time I even got stressed out.
I cried last night.
For what?
Dude, I was on my phone.
Yeah.
Midnight.
Whenever you posted the picture of you and Melina?
My phone recommended me these old photos of me and her.
Yeah?
And I just started scrolling through them. And how happy I was. And then I start crying and I posted one to my Instagram.
Wow.
Huge mistake.
Wait.
Why was it a huge mistake?
Well, because she kind of doesn't want to be on the internet anymore and she's doing her own thing.
I deleted it.
Frick. But like, to be fair, that picture is the jackass emote of me. So it was the original.
Oh, that's
so that's why
so
I thought,
funny.
Okay, maybe I can share this one.
Right.
But I probably
so she doesn't want to be on the internet at all.
Well, I don't know, but I don't know if she wants to or not, but she doesn't
want to be involved.
It's like yeah, sometimes you just don't want the attention. I get that.
Like, to be fair, she never really liked it in the first place.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I mean, I was a little kid getting on the internet as soon as I could. I would like, would you let your kid have social media?
Absolutely not.
No. I feel like it should be 16 instead of 13 for the... Actually, no, I'd just make it 18.
Bro.
Social media sign up thing.
I feel like there's a lot of like experience and like, because I was on the internet early, right? Just like,
but it wasn't like it is today, bro.
I know
it's predatory today.
It is.
And that's coming from me.
It is, but at the same time, like, there's a lot of like life lessons and like wisdom that I feel like I've gained over the years, and it was because I was exposed to the internet at a young age.
It's
and like, because there are some things that were worse back then.
Bro, TikTok is not the same as Arena Junkies. Arena Junkies doesn't have an algorithm that's based to keep you on there 24/7
that's
and cloud
fair.
Your mind.
That's
you go on
that's
AJ back in the day, you're fighting against real people who are just like you.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, it's a different thing, dude. Nowadays, fried.
Yeah, I mean, like, for me, I think back at like the early internet of like, early internet, but it's like YTMND and like Newgrounds, like Flash videos, like all that kind of stuff. Like
Badger.
Yeah, like, I mean, stuff like that. So I'm like, okay, like I got to experience a lot of different stuff. But then like when you're there, you see a lot of shit too.
The thing is that even if your kid isn't looking at 2 girls, 1 cup and he goes to school, his friends are going to show it to him.
Yeah.
And he's going to be involved with that or not. And so I look, it's like, if you're trying to be a parent and you're trying to prepare your kid for the real world, I say get them in there. Get them in there and look at what they're doing. Pay attention to what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Make sure they're not doing anything weird, but trying to protect them from it.
That actually is true. Exactly. Yeah.
With your own words here.
Yeah.
If you saw your child at 7 watching two girls, one cup, what is the play?
I would say, like, why are you watching that? And that's why you're watching it.
And he was like, oh, I thought it was cool.
Be like, well, why would you want to, would you want to eat your own poop? He'd probably say, no, you don't.
Well, and then you call him fat.
Yeah.
No, that's not what two girls, one cup was.
Yeah, no, that was part
of it. They were eating each other's poop.
Yeah, yeah.
That's different.
Would you eat somebody else's shit?
What if he says yes?
I said, no, you won't. I said, no, you don't. You're just being stupid to be, you're being stupid to be smart.
And then you feed him McDonald's and call him fat.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, wow. So you like eating shit? Why you eat McDonald's every day then? You know? Yeah, that'd be it. No, I wouldn't worry about it at all. So I think that's what it is. I would immediately let them have social media. They want to post anything they want.
I mean, look back on your own experience growing up. Like, how were your parents?
We got caught looking at porn at like 11 years old.
Well, and who's
him and the boys.
Unironically.
Okay.
I had to go. I told my mom, I said, Mom, I had to look at porn because everybody in school was calling me gay. And I turned it into making her feel bad for me.
Did you guys have sheltering parents?
I super did not.
I did.
What does sheltering mean?
Like, they don't want you to like do certain things or look at certain things.
Yeah, well, I think my parents just kind of like, bye-bye. Like, just go have fun.
Yeah,
like,
I did whatever I wanted.
Yeah, I think there's a lot that you gain out of that. I think you get to learn to think for yourself. And
I did whatever I wanted and I was bankrolled by them.
Yeah, you just, problem-solving skills, all that sort of stuff I think comes from that. But I do think that sometimes it can lead to not being terribly disciplined because you're not used to being told what to do. So like whenever people like tell you what to do, it's like kind of annoying.
Yeah, that's when sports comes into play.
Yeah, and I had to learn that as I was growing
up. My dad was in the military, so I didn't have to worry about that. Yeah, he'd tell me what to do all the time. But I had one rule while I was growing up. I said, the rule was you can do anything that you want. You want to do drugs? Do it. You want to drive and, drink and do whatever? You're 15, 12 years old? Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. But we had better not hear about it. If we hear about it, if we get a call from the police or the school, you are in trouble.
So like, if you can get away with it, it's okay.
That's right. That's fucking right.
Yeah, wow.
That's how it was the whole time. Well, yeah, Emmy, you said you were pretty much like sheltered completely.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to say like controlling, but like it was like very like, you know, like I couldn't I didn't have
could
like
could you go
any...
outside the house without permission at 12 years old?
No.
Oh fuck, what is that? That's like a dog. What the fuck?
Like a dog. No, like I couldn't I had, oh god, you guys are probably gonna be like, that's fucking, that even exists. My dad installed this thing on my computer that would block like all websites but educational websites.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And that, so it was
Did
like
they give you
basically,
an ankle monitor or something like that?
No. But it was basically like that until I was like 16. Then they're like, you know what? We went too far. You should do whatever you want. And then they were surprised that I left.
So it's basically.
Wait, you left at 16?
Not at 18, but as soon as I graduated high school.
So it that reminds me of like whenever PETA lets an animal go that's like been domesticated for like its whole life and it lets it out into the wild and the animal immediately dies. because it has no idea how to live. So like, was that stressful? Like whenever you could just go and be like, do whatever the fuck you
want. No, I was like, thank God I can, buy the food I want to eat and do whatever the fuck I want.
They didn't
I just
let you eat
streaming.
What you wanted?
So it's funny because when I was really young, up until like 8, I had probably the same diet you did. Like I would eat like a fuck ton of McDonald's, like junk food, microwave food. And then one day they're like, you know what? This is bad. We're going to only buy like whole grain healthy shit now.
Yeah.
And I hated it so much. Mm. Like at school, I would just be like fucking fiending. Like my friends would give me all their cosmic brownies and shit.
Because
I was just
so
like
good.
Wanting to eat the shit so bad. And now look at me. I eat Hot Pockets and like nothing else.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, I used to.
That's what I wanted to do.
I told my mom I only wanted to eat things that were blue because I thought blue things tasted better and green things tasted worse. I'm serious. That's just what it is. I've never been wrong before either.
Yeah. What's blue?
Blue cake. Blue Lifesavers.
blue candy slushies.
Blue raspberries.
So candy and sweet things and no salad.
No, ain't no fucking salad. Like, I did not eat a salad. No. Absolutely not.
I think you gotta feed the kids everything.
Yeah.
You just gotta shovel food down their throats.
Really?
Because once you get older, you're like, ew, that looks gross.
Yeah.
Because now you start to like have like, you know,
I don't have the same problem he has. I love all kinds of food still. It's just like it's disgusting. I can choose, I will eat garbage.
Well, I just mean in general, I think it's wise.
He doesn't even eat vegetables. So.
You eat asparagus, Zach?
That green shit? Fuck no.
Oh.
Asparagus is so good.
It's delicious.
With bacon and butter and shit.
I never had it. Okay. Like I maybe had like one bite of it one time and that was it. I would try
it. You like corn?
You like corn? Yeah, yeah.
Corn's you ever had corn the long way?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Long John Silver. Yeah. No, absolutely. Way. No, I eat corn. I feel like potatoes are a vegetable, right?
Yeah.
Kinda.
I mean, I think that they are. I just made this up. But yeah, I think that they're a vegetable.
They are.
Potatoes are a vegetable.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're grown underground.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
They're spud.
Fruits are grown above ground. Vegetables are grown underground.
Wait, no.
Yes, it is.
Then what is it?
Is a worm a vegetable?
No, because it's alive.
Vegetables are alive until you take them out.
Yeah.
Nope. Talk to a vegetable.
You talk to a worm?
Talk to a dog.
That's true, but that's above the ground. Yeah, aren't there, like there aren't any underground dogs?
A dog is a fruit.
There's some dogs underground.
It's a fruit. What?
Oh, you're right. Dog is a fruit.
What is it with girls wanting to be in relationships with things that aren't humans? I see this a lot.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. So I see this all the time on Twitter, and it's some girl, and she posts a picture of like a dog in a suit, and she says, "Hear me out."
Maybe.
Why do they do that?
No, I think it's "Hear me out." I need attention.
No, it's "Hear me out." I'm tired of men. A dog is better.
Yeah, she's like, maybe the dog will be nice to me.
Jesus Christ!
Well, maybe she should be deserving of being nice to.
Yeah, maybe she a bitch.
Yeah, maybe.
True.
I disagree with all these statements. Women are princesses, and she should be treated as such.
No, yeah. I'm talking about that individual 45 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows?
Well, you have to tell them that, and then when they say they don't, that's not good enough.
I treat
enough,
all
then
women
you become an incel.
Like queens.
I feel like anybody
publicly,
man, woman, or child who says all X is Y, probably there's a common denominator here, and it's the person saying it.
Well, here's the thing is that I feel like any time that I have people on the internet that act like that, there is like basically there's three words, unresolved personal trauma.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's like somebody goes on the internet and they got problems with another group of people. I'll tell you the reason why. It's because you don't have problems with men. You have problems with your dad. Mm. You know, you don't have problems with women. You have problems with your ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Every fucking time.
Mm-hmm. It's fair.
Yeah.
I think it's totally legitimate.
No, I'm being serious. Yeah. I think that's true. It absolutely is true.
Yeah, it's their opinions are a product of their own anecdotal evidence. So like for them, it's like I have experienced X, Y, Z. Well, it's like, you have experienced this with this person as an individual.
And then on the
individual.
Internet, they meet 100,000 other people who think the same thing. And they're like, oh, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem with the internet.
That really is like, we got to find a way to make sure that dumb people can't talk. Yeah. Like, figure out a way. I don't know what they can do.
Any ideas?
Well, I figure, like, maybe, I don't know. I mean,
you know what's crazy?
I actually have a lot of ideas.
People are all about, like, free speech.
Yeah.
Like, free speech, until they realize, like, wait a second.
Until they get outvoted. And then it's like,
wait a second.
We don't really mean that. I saw in the recent election, they were trying to get rid of the 19th Amendment. Do y'all know what that one is?
Which one is that?
That's, I can't count that high.
Big mistake. Big. Is,
hey, look, that's my.
That's the one that we're here. 19,
like the level I die.
Yeah, women's suffrage. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they're trying to get. They're thinking about getting rid of that one.
Yeah. That's the right to vote.
Yeah.
I always found this to be quite funny.
Yeah.
It's a bit racist.
Okay.
And sexist.
That means it's going to definitely be funny.
I always found it funny that your people, Zach,
the white man.
Yeah. No. The white man.
Uh huh.
Gave black men the right to vote before their own women.
Yeah.
That to me blows my mind.
No, it doesn't.
Why not?
Everybody knows.
What does that mean, dude?
Everybody knows.
Everyone knows what?
I don't need to say anymore, but I think it makes sense, guys, in the comments. Am I right? I think it makes sense, right?
He's saying
it makes sense?
That they were like, black men are a higher tier than all women.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I would not say that. That's awful.
I said they, not you.
Of course not.
I just find that to be they? Funny.
Yeah.
What do you mean
people?
What do you mean
those,
they?
Those people who did the thing.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it crazy history?
Who are all dead, by the way, now. So no one alive.
Are they all dead?
True.
Well,
probably, yeah.
Mostly.
The ones who did it. Are.
No, that's not true because Jerry Jones was literally in a picture at a school.
Who's
with segregation
Jones?
Owner of the Dallas Cowboys. And he was literally yelling at a black girl to not go to school. And he's the owner of Dallas Cowboys. So
what? Is that real?
Yeah, yes, it's real. Look it up right now.
That's
probably
wild.
True. Yeah, I believe that. Yeah.
You can see a picture.
I didn't
it.
Even know that. That's funny.
It's real.
Holy shit.
He's walking around owner of the Cowboys. Yeah.
How old is he?
It's like 80.
He's really old. He's struggling to get by.
I remember I had one time some guy typed the N-word in my chat and he put in his ban appeal. He said that his racist grandfather was on the computer and he put it in there. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, you know what? Maybe that could be true. Because like they grew up in a different world. Like even my dad tells me crazy ass stories about the way it used to be. I wonder like whenever we're old, if we become old, like, I mean, this won't be because, you know, the 5 years, but like everybody else, like.
I've been almost accurate on every prediction so far.
You were
almost accurate.
Wait, what have you predicted?
Well,
don't worry about it.
As a matter of fact.
I'm never 100% right, but I'm like 80% right.
What's my prediction?
Your prediction?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what choices you make.
Which was the prediction? What was the prediction? Huh? What was the prediction?
Oh, he's asking for him.
Oh, you want to make a prediction on Nick?
Yeah.
Do it.
I think it can either keep getting worse.
Nah, this shit's way too basic. Come on.
Close your eyes.
Okay. No, you can't. No.
Okay, but first of all, you're putting me on the spot.
Yeah.
If I had time to think, it would probably be
so you're not
detailed.
Like a magician.
No.
Put your hands up like this.
My prediction.
Okay, now this will help.
Nick.
You're going to read his palms.
If you make the right choices, you will look back at all this and be like, you know what? That was a great time and I'm happy now. If you make the wrong choices, it's only going
to
get worse.
I swear to God, I've read a horoscope that was more personal than that.
Wait, hold on. No, wow. Do it. I'm ready.
For what?
You will die in class tomorrow.
You're going to die. You're going to die at level 18 again.
And you're going to blame I did. Something else.
Yeah. I mean, I always blame myself.
Yeah.
Why does Reddit say otherwise?
Because they're smarter than all of us.
You will get another hate thread.
Wait, do you have a prediction for me?
You will get another hate thread.
Oh, wow.
Same for Nick, too.
Wow.
There might be a few coming from this episode.
Me.
Yeah. I feel like that's been happening to me a lot. Like, I feel like there's this one dude, he's been making hate threads about me. And he's
the guy
who and hating.
That likes the lolly pictures on Reddit, too.
Not just lollies.
Furries?
Nope.
Feet?
Nope.
Fudas?
There you go.
Oh.
Okay, why did you put feet in with those weird people?
Well there's just
feet
a lot
and
of
Fuda sounds the same.
There's just a lot of anime stuff like that.
Okay. I feel like, I mean, if the Fuda and the feet, is that about the same? Like, what do you think?
Are you kidding me?
I mean,
are you kidding me? Feet and Fuda are the same thing?
Feet and Fuda.
Asmin.
Dude, feet and Fuda sounds like a restaurant.
Every single person in this room has feet.
And every single person's
No.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying. Like, I'm not sure. I don't think it's that big of a difference. I just think it's weird, all right? That's all.
He took that personally.
I do think feet is less... it's less weird.
Okay.
I think I think, the exaltation of feet, I think, is weird.
Okay. That's
fine. But you know, it's like.
Listen, I'm not saying it's weird, but put it in the same category as furries and foodas, I'm asleep.
I feel like furries have been pretty normalized now. Like,
why?
Because there's a lot of them.
Why?
I like furries, but I don't think it's normalized. Was that some furry ever bothered anybody?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I mean, I've always wanted to go to a furry convention. I figured it'd be like going to a zoo.
Go with E-Rub.
I mean,
really?
Actually should, and you should stream it. Or E-Rub streams it.
I would actually be down to go to a furry convention. I have a friend of mine. We went to high school together, and he makes fursuits now.
You probably get some big threads for that too.
He makes a lot of money.
Chance bought a used fursuit.
What, 1500?
It was something like that.
It was the used was more expensive.
So what did it smell like?
It smelled like somebody was sweating in it.
Oof. I bet they were.
And there were holes.
Yeah? in where I would assume?
Yes.
That's yeah. crazy. Wow.
The mouth to breathe.
Yeah.
And the eyes to see.
Yeah. Eyes to see.
Mm-hmm. And the ears to hear.
No, the ears were not to hear.
Oh. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Attention, Steak and Egg podcast enjoyers. Did you know we also have a Patreon? That's right, you can get even more Steak and Eggs goodness by heading over to patreon.com/steakandeggs. We've got a whole bunch of different tiers that all unlock extra bonus, super deluxe, supreme exclusive reward content. So you can go check it out to directly support our podcast. Jay, do you have anything to say to our potential Patreon members out there? Great, Jay. I think that was well said. So head on over to patreon.com/steakandeggs to support the podcast and get even more stuff.
I don't know if y'all can handle any more of my topics.
Oh, no, I love your topics.
Yeah, really? Yeah, I'm down. As much as you want.
So I think that basically what's going to happen is that you're going to have AI girlfriends come in the next 10 years.
I saw you talk about this today.
It's going to be, it's going to become.
What? I saw him talk about this today.
Oh, I thought that's what I was doing today.
Yeah.
I think AI girlfriends are this year.
Well, it's going to happen, but people are going to have AI companions, and it's going to become so normalized that people won't be able to make fun of it because it will be seen as like you have an AI girlfriend. If you can't get a real girlfriend, it'll be seen almost like a disability. That's what I think is going to happen.
Well, do you think eventually there will be a thing where like real girls and real guys are like posting on Reddit, like asking for relationship advice, like, is this cheating if my partner spends more time with their AI partner than me?
Wait, that actually is probably going to happen.
So okay, is it?
Absolutely.
But is it cheating or not, Emmy?
I mean, is it different from like
playing a video game? Are you thinking, is it different than playing a video game or something? Like doing a hobby?
No.
Okay.
Well, I was going to say, is it different than like looking at porn? But some people consider that cheating. Some people don't.
I think it's different looking at porn.
Because like emotional investment?
Yes. I think
I agree that I think it's cheating. I just wanted to like consider other perspectives.
So
there's no reason to consider other people's perspectives. They're always wrong.
So here's something to think about, I think, is look at where it's there's a giver of emotion, giver of feelings, and a receiver of feelings.
Right. Okay.
So does the cheating occur when you're giving or when someone else is receiving?
Either.
Giving.
Both.
Either.
Both, yeah.
So either? Okay. Yeah. So it's like at stage one. So as soon as you start feeling emotion towards this fake entity.
True. Yeah, receiving might not necessarily be. Right. Because like, how's that someone's fault?
Because you turn it on. I mean, like you go inside of a strip club and you get attention. It's like, yeah, because you're inside a strip club.
I meant like
club.
If it were like two real people.
Yeah.
No, I'm comparing the AI to a real person. So like if I'm giving affection to this AI, but no real person is receiving affection, then is it cheating?
Yep.
I mean, I think it's okay. You can only give a certain amount of affection. So you're like losing the bandwidth.
Example. So, let's use OnlyFans as an example.
Okay.
Back when I was dating Milena, what is it, counter four now? Talk about a four times episode.
Yeah.
I was paying for OnlyFans subscriptions and messaging these girls, that would be cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everyone would.
That's a real person. 100%. Absolutely.
First time, not always.
Fair. But do you know that? Maybe you know that, but you don't care.
But even then, it's like, it doesn't matter if it's real or fake because it's like the intent. You know, is what counts.
You try, yeah, exactly. Like that's really what it is. I feel like 100%. And people definitely are going to be looking for relationship advice about stuff like that because I bet they already are with like people getting like really obsessed with like you know different characters in video games or like you know maybe like anime girls or something.
It can
like
even
that.
Come down to Twitch streaming.
Yeah,
if you have like a wife and like the
and
husband
you're, and
the,
you're
the
donating.
Husband's like donating thousands of subs,
yeah.
to like a streamer.
A girl streamer.
Or a guy, depending on what they want, whatever.
Don't let her go to TwitchCon.
Dude.
I think it's the same thing. Whatever gets to the emotional level,
I've had multiple men divorce their wives because of my stream.
I actually have. Like, I don't know why, but a lot of people in my community get broken up with. And I don't know. And basically anytime that like, this could be any day of the week, there's somebody in my chat that's like, man, I just broke up with my girlfriend. Yeah, I'm going through a divorce. Yeah, she got the house. Like, yeah, like bro, like she didn't call me back. Like, it's bad. Like, I feel like it's every single day. That's why they keep asking about those AI girlfriends.
I have people in my community like, oh, I'm getting married this week, or oh, I'm having my second kid.
Nah. That's not it.
AI girlfriends, it can't be the same as the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way.
So you touched on something. You were talking about the OnlyFans.
Not yet.
I would never want an AI boyfriend or girlfriend because I would always remember it's not real.
True. Nick touched on something. He was talking about OnlyFans. And you talked
I just want to let you know, Emmy, every time I don't have a comment, it's because I don't want to say what I was thinking.
Okay. Just say it, pussy.
Yeah, we just cut it out.
Didn't you have that one game that you
Stop.
All right. Wait.
It wasn't AI.
That you spent.
Wait, it was real?
You spent money on something?
No, she didn't want to talk about it.
Okay. So this was like.
You did.
4 years ago. I did? Yeah. This was like 4 years ago. I was just having a real bad time. I started playing this game that's a story game, but you get attached to the characters and you can pay real money to unlock the better scenes, and they're not sexual or anything. It's just like more scenes with the character. I spent $1,000.
How much? You spent $1,000 to have more scenes? How many scenes are there?
Two.
Like, I don't know. Like a couple hundred.
Oh, that's a lot of scenes. I mean, that's to be fair, that's a good deal.
It was like unlocking more of the story.
Yeah.
But I was like actually like emotionally kind of attached to this one character. And when I finished it all, I was like, fuck, like there's no more. It's over.
I felt that way with Metaphor. I played that game recently. That game was really fucking good.
Everybody says that game's amazing.
You know why?
It's because it's amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah, that's right. It's the second best game. What?
You played through the whole thing?
I beat the fuck out of that game. I even went back in New Game Plus. I'm on the last hardest boss.
There you go.
And I just haven't finished it yet. Okay. Yeah, I've been going really hard on it. I love that game. It's so good. It made me want to go back and play the Persona games even.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I'll probably play Persona 3 at some point. But yeah, y'all should definitely. I don't even know. Like, Nick, when was the last time you played a single player video game for yourself?
I don't ever play single player video games.
That's crazy.
There's no point to me.
There's no reason.
I used to be like that.
Yeah, it's just.
I used to do that too.
I used to only PvP. That's all I cared about.
Yeah.
If I can't beat somebody, then what's the point?
It's just fun.
That's why you have to stream it.
Yeah. I don't even stream the games. I just turn them on. I play them at night and I just relax.
There's nothing better in like.
Yeah.
Than high level competition.
Yeah.
Like. You know what it's like to play in an Apex Bread Lobby?
Yeah. Everybody's sweating. People are jumping around trying to bunny hop and
it's insane.
You know, fucking do all this weird shit. Yeah. No, I know. It's just stressful.
Like, you know the feeling last night pushing for Glad?
Yeah. I'm literally thinking about that right now.
I'm telling you, that feeling, you can't get that from a Dark Souls. I'm sorry.
Dude, it's that first season of Burning Crusade Classic was the most insane night of PvP on Twitch I've ever seen. Now, I wasn't around during your era. I quit the game before, like, you guys really. I mean, you played. But
I played
before
in Vanilla, wow.
Yeah, because you started playing at the end of Vanilla, and you started playing at the end of Burning Crusade, right? So, like, I quit right when you started playing.
Yeah.
So, I wasn't around during, like, the mop and, like, that whole era of, like, the amazing, you know, all that Duramac tire, everything.
Listen, it was war.
The last night of Burning Crusade Classic, I remember. Dude, it was from Vanruki to Zico to Zarya. Everybody was like stream hopping, going everywhere. We were matched up against them. And I don't remember who said it. I think Peekaboo said it. He was like, that was probably the craziest night of PvP I've.
Yeah. And the thing is, you'd never get that playing a Skyrim or Dark Souls. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, I play a single player game, Pokemon Blue, Pokemon Red.
Oh, so good.
I played that when I was a kid. Yeah.
I play it.
You now?
Yeah. I mean, I played a ROM like. Couple months ago.
Have you talked to Wake recently about that?
Yeah, I see what Wake does.
Mm-hmm. So Wake is obsessed, and rightfully so. It's not like a randomizer or a Nuzlocke. It's its own kind of thing, right?
Yep.
Where he's going through, and it's a modded like ROM hack for Pokemon Red and Blue or whatever.
Yeah.
And he is just playing it all the time, and it's like a super min maxy, like very.
I
like,
play games like that, but. Yeah.
The way I look at it is like I'm competing in real life all the time with people, and when I'm thinking about like how I want to do my stream or videos, or I'm like, I have PvP, but it's on Twitter. I spend a lot of time on that. Yeah.
No, you have like, you're,
yeah, but like, there's no winners. That's a VR.
There is no winners.
If you're already on Twitter, you're right. You're already lost.
Yeah. I've never made a Reddit post that I didn't regret.
Yeah, I don't know how y'all do that. I remember, I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago, I was like, every time I've ever posted a thought or an opinion on Twitter, I'm just...
It's always made your life worse.
It always made my life worse. Yeah. So I just only post like when I cosplay or like made something or whatever.
That's why you get more likes than everybody.
I've started posting a lot of stuff recently. I'm going to start posting way more. And it just makes my life worse. What?
It works for you.
It does. And people like it. And some of them don't like it.
A lot of people don't like it.
Most people don't like it.
Yeah, you say it's like PvP on Twitter. It's a BR on Twitter for you, dude.
It's like turn-based PvP.
It's not even turn-based, dude. You're taking it from all sides.
It is. Like,
dude, sometimes you're not even logged in and people are looking for you.
I will see. They are. they'll make a separate character and attack that instead. I had this one. So I played this game. It's called Mouthwashing.
Okay.
And it was like, it's actually a really good stream game. Like, I would recommend you try it out.
Okay.
And there was a bunch of drama about that. People get mad about me playing this game. It's like any time that I play a game, everybody in the community of that game, it's like their own personal 9/11.
Why?
Because, tomorrow, you know what comes out tomorrow? Girls Frontline 2.
It looks so bad.
It's so fucking embarrassing.
It's a gotcha game, shameless.
Obviously. Yeah. It is one of the most shameless fucking games. It's one of the games where they even commit when they make the game. They say, we will not add male characters into this game. Because people, especially overseas, do not want male characters in gacha games.
Why?
Because that's competition.
I'm sorry. Explain how competition with who?
Think of the user versus. Think about the dumbest perception that you could possibly have. That's what it
is. So if there's another character in the game that's a male and there's female characters, the person playing the game is competing with the character in the game?
Because then the female characters will interact with the male character.
Yeah. Yeah.
It ruins the illusion, dude. You don't get it, man. You don't get it.
There's
a big audience. It's not all gacha players because the most popular games like Genshin Honkai have a lot of guys in them. But
why are people like this?
There's got to be some cucks who play gacha games who are just like, I wish there was a dude.
So there is, it's funny you say that. So there's a game where you can NTR there's a PvP system, okay, right? And this PvP, you heard of this?
You told me about this.
Right. So there's a PvP system, and if you beat the other person in PvP, you get to fuck their character. And so people would not want to use their waifus because they wouldn't want to lose them and have them have their, I don't know.
I hear these things. I'm not that bad.
What? Dude,
I hear these things and I realize I'm not that bad. There's a lot worse.
It can always be worse.
No, this is, I'm telling you, like, they're having some real, people are like, I'm telling, in 10 years, people are going to be attracted to animals that aren't even real.
There's Pokemon. That's always been a thing.
Oh, true. They already are. Yeah. Right.
Vaporeon. Yeah,
that's always been a thing. Pokemon.
Well, I mean, like, I feel. I mean, that's kind of true. Yeah.
I mean, like, most furry characters don't look like real animals.
No, but that doesn't stop them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
By the way,
I
looked up Girls Frontline 2.
Yeah.
On Google. The first line under the, you know, the name of the image.
What does it say?
Rating 1 out of 5.
What a surprise.
Facebook.
Is that bad? Oh, yeah. It's 1 star? Oh,
it's 1 star out of 5.
Okay. I'm probably still going to play it.
They're going to make millions.
Oh, no. I mean, that's even better. Like, yeah. There's like a range. Wait. It's like if something is really bad or really good,
game like this?
It.
What? Why don't we make a game like
this? So this is what I want to do, right? You saw that the 5, like, you know, like those dating games like Super Seducer?
Yeah.
I want to do a game like that with streamers.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
I do.
We were playing, I was playing the Korean.
But yeah, I want to do that with streamers. But the thing is that I don't think that anybody would want to do it the way I want to do it.
I'll do it.
Oh,
yeah, you need to elaborate.
I'm doing it right now already,
Zach.
You
say you don't think anyone would want to do it.
No,
why?
I think
I'm very creative.
I'm down, dude.
I told my chat, I said if they all buy Atomic Picnic, then I would promise that we would do this, knowing that.
What? I didn't know that.
I did.
You promised that I would do it?
I said I promised. I said if everybody buys Atomic Picnic, I promise that I will try and convince everybody else that we should do a Five Nights.
I think that the plot device should be that you're a mod for a popular streamer.
Oh God!
Yeah,
oh.
And so you're a mod for a popular streamer, and they, you know, like maybe they got a new contract with like a new, you know, the platform, and they're paying you to move in and live with them and kind of help them do stuff, right? And then you just kind of go from there. I feel like that to me would be so fucking good.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great start to your fan or not fantasy. Your vision.
It would be a vision, and it would be a fantasy, and I think a lot of people would like it a lot.
No, I think it'd be.
But the only thing is that if I couldn't do the plot lines that I want to do, I would not want to do it. I think it would be boring.
Yeah, you should do whatever you want to do and don't let anyone stop you.
But the problem is that, okay, so, oh man, I don't know about that.
Just do it.
Just do it? Oh man.
What more can they do to you they haven't done already?
That's a good question.
Hey, just don't let them do shit to us.
Yeah. Well,
I mean.
They already did.
Yeah, they did. That's it. That's done. No, I'll think of some good ones, and then I'll put the idea out there and I'll see who wants to do it. I'm seriously considering.
Oh, you're actually doing this?
No, I actually think it's a great idea.
I think that it would unironically sell a million copies.
Well, Super Seducer 3 had they had Nim in Super Seducer 3. Yeah. They had Candyland in Super Seducer 3.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, he got screwed, by the way.
Who?
I feel so bad. I'm drawing a blank on his name. Richard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Richard got screwed because they took his game off his team.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Right when it was about to launch.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Why did they take it off?
Because it had like it was. I think it was like misogynistic or sexist or something like that.
No, it was. I don't think it was that. I think it was like there was a streamer mode and then a non-streamer mode, and then the non-streamer mode was like too much. I don't think it was. Oh, I don't think it was like a sexism.
Really?
Thing.
I thought that's what it was.
Maybe I'm misremembering, but I thought it was like a sexual content thing. And it was like,
dude, I'm pulling all my hair out. Sorry.
Really? Anyway. I do that, but I don't need to pull it.
Is it be falling out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
normal. I shed all the time.
Yes, so do I.
Yeah, but like it's about a ratio, right? If you're shedding 100 hairs, and you're growing back 99 hairs. And you do that for 10 years. Where are you? Right here. That's where you are. It sucks.
Have you guys started getting grays yet?
Yeah.
I got one.
Got one?
Mm-hmm. I have. Absolutely.
I got an orange too.
Oh, I get orange hairs all the time.
Really?
I get blonde hairs, yeah.
Yeah, I get some orange.
Okay, yeah.
Not silver. They're like dark blonde.
Interesting.
I started getting some grays this year.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I'm like 25-ish and I already have, you know. But I haven't been stressed, I guess.
You said you're 25?
Bro, aren't you 30?
I mean, give or take.
Somewhere around.
Wait, how old are you?
25-ish.
Yeah.
I thought you were like 33.
It's like, you know, I kind of round it to the nearest.
What year did you graduate high school?
It's like 20-something or other.
20-something.
Yeah, who knows?
I mean, graduate's a strong word. Yeah.
Did you graduate?
Of course I graduated.
High school?
Cylinder.
I wish I never graduated. I had so much fun in school. I hated the fact that I had to graduate.
You just go back and be a teacher and have the same amount of fun.
I mean,
that actually would be a good idea. Yeah.
I loved
being
high
like
school.
A history teacher or something.
Yeah.
Teach it your way too.
What?
Teach it your way.
Oh my God. Dude,
the parents would be
good. I'm gonna teach the kids that the South won the Civil War.
So what about the black kids in school? What do you say about them?
Well, let's wait till I get to September 11th.
What is happening?
Yeah. Wait, I don't
know what the implications
are.
What happened to you?
Wasn't he always like this?
I don't know. I never got that close.
Yeah.
No, he was.
No, it used to be worse, actually. I've had to dial. Like, if I look at what I did in like 2010, oh man.
It was a good year.
Dude.
It was a great year for me. Great year.
Same.
Amazing year.
Same.
Yeah.
What?
2010 was a good time.
Yeah.
Were you still in school?
Probably.
No, you weren't.
No, I was. I was in school. I was in school.
You weren't? What the fuck are you talking about?
What's your background?
Really?
What?
What's your background?
Who is that?
So it's just
that's you.
It's not me.
So it's just so right.
It's a random black guy that I put there when I was fat to realize if I stopped eating so much, I could look like this guy.
I feel like you're kind of there. I mean, like, yeah, it's pretty good, man.
I don't even know who this is. I literally search good looking black guy on
Instagram
and I put him there.
Yeah.
So every time I get. Wow. People probably think I'm gay or something.
I'm
going to
do that too. Yeah. Good looking black guy.
Is that your husband?
Yeah, they probably think that's your husband or boyfriend. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just some, I don't know who this guy is. I think I caught up to him though.
So, I don't remember what we're talking
last
about.
Topics. It's been like a while. We've been talking for a bit.
Games Expo. I guess it would have
already
happened.
Oh, we got Games Expo. It's going to be on Wednesday.
Yeah. By the time this comes out.
Yeah.
We announced two games. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's act like we already announced them.
Yeah. We did. I mean, in a way, right? I mean, like, because when this shit comes out, it's going to already be out. Yeah. True. We announced Hell Clock and Conquest Dark.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are you and Soda still doing your podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been planning it for 4 years now.
Yeah.
Well, it should be soon.
It's all paid for. They just have to build a set.
Yeah.
And
so what are you going to do on your podcast? You're just going to talk a bunch of shit?
So you see how you held back today?
Yeah.
We won't.
No. The thing is, like, I feel like…
I mean…
The podcast is called Punching Down.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We and Chance are going to be dumping our 12 years, 15 years of experience… We're naming everybody. We're calling out everything.
Uh-huh.
And we are not going to have any remorse.
Give me one example.
Can't.
Oh.
Got you in the podcast.
It. Oh, you got to wait. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
The drama podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. There will be no bridges left for me to walk over once this podcast is launched.
Good.
So I always told Chance, and we told him towards the end of our career, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
He's pretty much retired.
Right.
I'm probably by the time this episode comes out, I'll be canceled. So
yeah.
we don't really care.
Shit. Yeah. Yeah. Well, how about that? Yeah. Well, guys, thank you very much for watching the new episode. And we appreciate it. And as I said, I mean, we're trying to figure out what we're going to do, how we're going to, you know, like where we're going to go with the podcast, what you guys want to see, et cetera. And so make sure to leave a comment. Let us know what you think and give us your feedback. And thank you again to S-Fan and Nick
for
being
us.
On the show.
Yep, yeah. Thanks for coming.
Guys, yeah, super, super fun. I always love coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here.
To the podcast.
To the podcast.
Right. Of course. That's what he meant. So yeah. Anyway, thank you guys very much for watching. And we'll see you all in the next one. Peace.